It doesn't happen very often, but once in a while, a song comes along that remains popular for decades, even centuries. What is it that gives these songs their long life? Is it an infectious tune or a simple, timeless story that touches generation after generation? This week on What's in a Song, our occasional series from the Western Folklife Center about one song and its story, we hear an old standby. Its sweet lyrics also hide a dark story, one that's been interpreted in a variety of ways through the centuries.
Good morning. This is Leslie Howard speaking to you about a Scottish song called Loch Lomond.
Oh, you take the high road and I'll take the low road, but I'll be in Scotland afore you. For me and my true love may never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
It's a beautiful tune. The words are nice.
By yon bonny banks.
And everybody thinks somehow that it's just a sweet little Scottish song about boys and girls making love beside a lake. But then when you ask them what the dickens the words mean, I don't think they're able to tell you. It doesn't mean anything unless you know that it's connected with the Jacobite rebellion in Scotland and their earnest desire to return Bonnie Prince Charlie as Scottish king. And the last serious battle of the war between Scotland and England was fought on the field of Culloden. And after the Battle of Culloden, a great number of what the English no doubt referred to as the ringleaders of the Scottish rebellion, and what the Scots no doubt referred to as their young brave laddie heroes, were taken to London for a series of show trials. Whilst they were waiting for their trials, many members of their families came from Scotland down to London, and it is quite certain that all of the people who came to the trials walked that distance. And so the wives were all there, and the girlfriends, and the family members, and the mates, and everything else. And they were all found guilty. And they were all executed in the vilest means possible.
By yon bonny banks, and by yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever wont to go, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Once the acts of execution were complete, in order to be an example to anyone likely to step out of line, the bodies and the bits, and most particularly the heads on the tops of spikes, were exhibited in all of the towns between London and Glasgow in a monstrous procession. Meanwhile, all of the families had to return to Scotland by exactly the same method in which they had arrived.
Oh, you take the high road, and I'll take the low road.
And so when we're talking about you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road, the high road, meaning the bodies of the men that were going to be exhibited, were being taken by coach on the most important roads in the country. And the ordinary poor people of Scotland, who'd seen their menfolk done to death, all had to shuffle back by the ordinary roads that ordinary working people had to use. So that's how it was.
Oh, you take the high road, and I'll take the low. And I'll be in Scotland afore thee. For me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitis of the Western Folklife Center. You can see the lyrics to Loch Lomond as well as hear pianist Leslie Howard perform it by visiting our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.